The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 3 of the addiction recovery program.
I'm Sharon. I'm an addict.
Hi, Sharon.
And Lindsay and I went to dinner before the meeting, and we actually were talking about Step 3 and what we might want to say about it tonight. And we're both like, I guess whatever the Spirit says. And as I've been listening, some of the thoughts that are coming to me is, I've been clean 23 years now. And I wish I could say that in 23 years that just giving God all of my will came all at once. Because it didn't. It came in pieces. And I have a wonderful patriarchal blessing that says that if I will serve God, that basically He will take care of me. He's always there for me if I remember to serve Him and the Savior. And since I got clean, about 9 months of sobriety, I had a prayer, and I told God that I would be of service to Him if He would help me live a life of sobriety. And I feel like I've tried to do that to the best of my ability, be of service. And I feel like He's lived up to His end of the bargain. I'm clean. And I've been of service, and it's been a partnership. But there's been these, there's been these pieces that I know I haven't given Him. You know, and having trauma in my background and learning how to overcome all of that, it's taken a long time and in some ways a lifetime. And I wish I could say, well, I wish I was at a point where I could just, you know, when trials come and tribulations, that I could just sit back in an easy chair and everything's fine because I've got it right on paper that I'm going to be taken care of. So then why do I feel all nervous and in knots and everything? And so I hope to get to that point in this life. But one of the things that changed it for me, there was this part of me, I won't get specifics, but it was a character defect that I had even as recently as last year. And another beautiful missionary in the addiction program let me borrow a book from Neil Maxwell. And in the book, it's called If Thou Endureth Well. And in that whole book, it's all about our will versus Heavenly Father's will and about turning our will over to God. But I really love how it talks about the Garden of Gethsemane. See, I guess up until I read that book, I always thought that the Garden of Gethsemane, that our Savior prayed for all of us, and, He had bled from every pore, but I guess I just thought that was always cool, that He prayed for each of us before the atonement. What I didn't understand until I read that book is that not only did He pray for each of us, but the battle of His will in the Garden of Gethsemane that, I mean, if you think about it, you know, here He is knowing all that He's going to go through. And He's like, okay, God, if I don't have to do this, that would be the greatest thing ever. And, you know, please, I don't want to, but okay, nevertheless, Your will, not mine. And it must have been a long period. It doesn't really say how long he was in there, but it must have been a long time because the disciples that were with him outside of the garden were sleeping. They had to be sleeping because it had to be something personal between the Savior and the Lord. And in the end, I mean, he was tempted and Satan was there and, you know, an angel had to come and help, just like angels come and help us in this life. And so, and in the end, of course, we know he surrendered. And when I had read it that way, I know that for me, it just made all the difference. And I chose to give the rest of that part of me to the Lord and became a missionary in the addiction program, just like so many other great people before me. And I'm not ever in this life going to be perfect. But I do know this, the more I choose to serve my Heavenly Father, when all these huge storms, and I was even telling Lindsay, they're never small. They always seem like these big, giant storms. But I can tell you that it seems like the Lord's taking care of him even before I can utter the prayers of help. And I really enjoy that time with him in the morning and at night to be able to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And, you know, I haven't had, you know, this coast-free life. You know, it's been a hard, in some ways, hard life, but in so many ways, a blessed life, and all because of giving my will to the Lord. I come from a family of addicts where so many people die from addiction all the time. You know, my brother died of his own disease 12 years ago, took his life, you know, first cousins and their kids, and so the fact that I even have a life to live the struggles, to overcome them, to, you know, they say that the Lord chastens those that he loves. So I guess he must really love me at times. But I have to say that I know that I love him. And I'm really grateful for the 12-step recovery program, not only in our beautiful church and the way that it's been formatted for the Savior, but I love all the other addiction recovery programs out there because that's where they all started, mile upon mile, precept upon precept, and I'm proud to serve wherever Heavenly Father wants me today. In his name, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Thanks,
Sharon.
The full episode for Step 3 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.